How's the new Batman movie, Elliot?
I'm vengeance. I'm the defender of the downtrodden and the stepped upon. And
is this a quote from the movie?
That was a paraphrase from the movie. Thanks.
How was Pattinson? Was he good?
Yeah, he was great. He played really, like, the Batman he's playing is like a 25-year-old Batman who doesn't like want to be a billionaire or anything. I thought it was really cute. I thought it was kind of like when a trust fund kid moves to Brooklyn and does like faux bohemian style to be like a, you know, like, oh, I'm a broke artist, but
they're super rich.
Yeah. That's what Robert Pattinson's Batman was.
Okay. Like, I've heard like great things about
the opening scene. Maybe the second scene was Alfred being like, hey, you got to go check the finances. And he was like, I don't want to, I don't care about the finances.
Who's Alfred again? Is that his dad?
Alfred's the butler. Batman's dad is very dead. Very dead. And his mother.
That's why he's
evil?
Isn't that why he's evil?
Do you think Batman's evil?
Maybe.
I mean, I don't even know what to say right now, man. This is like the most popular superhero in pop culture. You've never seen it?
No.
You've never seen Batman in any context at all? Not any of the originals, the cartoons, Will Arnett as Lego Batman? That's, none of this is ringing a bell for you?
I know Pete Holmes in the College Humor sketch. That's a good movie.
Okay. God, you have such a loose grasp of what is in like the zeitgeist.
Ooh, good word.
Of America. Yeah, thank you. Well, hey, everyone. Welcome to Pasta Party, an improv conversation and SAT word podcast.
Lexicon
mm-hmm. podcast. My name is Elliot Bromberg. I'm here with my co-host, Tony Ferraro. And we have a great guest today. Our guest is a comedian coming from Chicago. They were recently named the runner-up as best non-stand-up comic by Chicago readers. Please welcome to the podcast, Alex Colliard. Hey, Alex.
Hey, hi, Alex. I hate to start the podcast off with the correction, but it is important that you get the entire credit correct. It is best comedian non-stand-up. You have to say comedian first, because if you just say non-stand-up comedian, it really doesn't say what I am. I could be anything at that point. If I'm
best. Alex is just like the second best dude in Chicago. But he's not stand up, just not stand up. I think.
Rated best something. Second best something, but who could say what it is?
Yeah, it's more just that Alex is actually very bad at stand up, but in all other. You know,
they really wanted to make that clear.
Really remarkable person, good hang, good hang. Yeah, friendly. Yeah.
We do have data that's
worst hang in Brooklyn. Yeah, yeah. It's brutal, man.
That is brutal. But yeah, otherwise, so happy to be here.
Great.
Yeah, well, we're happy to have you. I got to say, how is that second place medal feeling right now? Are you getting any recognition for that? I'm sorry, that sounded like mean. It sounded like I was rubbing
it in. Is Maggie Winters bullying you? Is she roasting you?
Well,
has Maggie stuffed you in a toilet yet?
Yeah.
I am legally required to be Maggie Winters' unpaid intern for the year. So, you know, anything that she requires, I am legally required to get for her or do the task. But, you know, I'm honored for the opportunity. I think it's really exciting.
It's a great experience, you know, really, and then experience. Once you graduate college, you'll be able to go right into, you'll be able to be right into it, you know.
She said there is a possibility that I would get fired. She said there was a possibility that I will get fired immediately when
that's so cool.
So that's nice.
Yeah, I love when you do a full internship, because there's a possibility at the end that you could be brought on as a full-time person who gets fired.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. She was like, there's a really high chance you'll be fired as soon as that is a possibility for me. So I love it. Love Maggie. And really happy for this opportunity for me. But people have said, "Okay, congratulations." I did actually have someone at a party last night. This is stupid. And maybe I shouldn't. I shouldn't. Maybe I shouldn't say this. But one of the other nominees, like when everyone was nominated, I like said
What's her full
congratulations
name?
and did some jokes. I don't know, and that's why it was confusing. There's a
Okay.
there's oh, you know what? I can't do this. Anyway, they like
No,
called me out. They
you
were
have.
like, "You congratulated everyone but me." And I was like, "What are you doing? Why are we doing this at a party? I don't really know
Oh,
you."
they confronted you. Like,
Yeah.
you.
I
I
thought they
thought
were
this story was about
congratulating
to be
you.
congratulating you, and they
Yeah.
called you out for not
No, the
congratulating
recognition.
them.
No, the recognition was them being like, "Hey, why didn't you congratulate me when you congratulated all the nominees?" And it's like, "I don't really know you. I don't know."
And that was
Oh.
Maggie, right?
That was it
Pretty
was Maggie.
embarrassing. It's
Maggie
pretty
came out.
embarrassing.
Maggie body slammed me and said, "Bitch, what the fuck is your deal?"
That does seem like something she would do.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Alex, have
Well,
you seen the Batman movie? Do
I
you
have
have any
not.
thoughts? Yeah, me
No,
neither.
the most recent movie I saw was Power of the Dog.
I saw that too. Did you
Yeah,
like it?
I did.
What's Power of the Dog? What is that?
It's a
I
Benedict
hated Benedict's
Cumberbatch
yeah, I hated
movie.
Benedict's accent the whole time.
Yeah, it's
We
bad.
really and I, this is a plea to casting directors, please just let Benedict be British. It's he can
He'd
do
be
it.
so good at it.
He'd be so good if we could just let him be British again. I think that would be amazing for everyone
He doesn't need to
involved.
be a cowboy.
Doesn't need to be
Oh,
doesn't need to
okay,
be
yeah.
American anything. I get it. We got Doctor Strange. He his Strange is in his name, so I'll give him a weird way of talking. That's fine. But
Oh,
everything else.
if anything, Doctor Strange should be British.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that be just fine if that was the
Because
choice they
he'd
made?
be fine. He'd be
You're
He'd be
like,
totally
oh yeah,
fine.
he's a British surgeon. He's a pompous Brit, like Brit asshole. Like, yeah, and he'd be like, oi, oh, knock it
Don't
off
do
before the
this. Stop
magic.
this.
That's a come on.
Now,
That is not. That's a spot on Doctor. That's a spot on Benedict
I'll
Cumberbatch.
do this. I'll do this. All right, Gov, pass me this
Oh.
scalpel away, Nit. I'm about
Yeah.
to do some surgery on this bloke.
Oi, Thanos, why don't you quick it with all the sixes and sevens? I'm trying to collect some magical artifacts over here. I am.
Can I ask a question?
No.
Is Doctor Strange the same as the Good Doctor? Is that in the same?
What
Am I
is the good
wrong?
doctor?
I don't
What is the
know.
good doctor?
If this is a joke, I'm about to ruin it because I don't know what the good doctor
Okay,
is. I'm gonna
it
say no
was a
though.
genuine. Okay, it was a genuine question. I'm
Is the good
Googling. Oh,
doctor in the Marvel universe?
no, it's on CBS.
Yeah, no then.
Just keep in mind. keep in mind. Tony started off this podcast by asking if Batman was a bad guy. And I
It's in
guess
his
just to
name.
answer the follow-up question, Doogie Howser also not part of the Marvel universe, Tony, before you
What about
even
Neil
start.
Patrick Harris?
Neil Patrick Harris is.
Barney Stinson, yeah.
Yeah, he plays Neil Patrick Harris in the Harold and Kumar movies. That's actually a Marvel tie-in. Not a lot of people know that.
Yeah. That'd be really fucking funny and horrible, and why wouldn't they if they just started including movies in the Marvel universe? Because like obviously normal stuff is happening at all
Well,
times in the Marvel universe.
ostensibly, yeah, and Marvel doesn't do like what DC goes. They're like, oh, it's Gotham, it's not New York City. But you know what would be really great if we just watched like an episode of Friends, and then they were like, oh yeah, you guys saw Iron Man last week. Stop
They
that.
just throw little
Like if they
tiny
just.
references, and then they're like, yeah, okay, cool. So the Seinfeld apartment is now Marvel Universe. We're sucking everything in.
Or like while
And
all
I
this
don't
stuff is
think it's.
happening in New York, there's just like a guy
Yeah.
who owns like a restaurant in Ohio and they have a
Exactly.
story. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I honestly don't think it's that unlikely just because Disney is such a large conglomerate that is sucking in so much media that they could just go and they could just recut in like into whatever sitcom they wanted, just like little, like one line, just like one line here or there, just referencing something happening in the Marvel universe, just so like we can get like a little bit of a timeline. We're like, oh, okay, so you got Iron Man 1 and Iron Man 2, and then you got the first Thor movie, and then Jim kissed Pam, right? And then you got the first Avengers movie. Like,
I would
I
be
think that would be. Actors, that would be neat.
It would be. I mean, actors love to say like, "Hey, I'm a part of the Marvel universe now." Like, they love to like drop that, and I would be so embarrassed to be like the first actor in like Juno Marvel universe to be like, "Yeah, I guess I'm in the Marvel universe. It's Juno."
Michael Cera would be great. No superpowers.
I think we need more sitcoms, honestly. I think we need more just sitcoms? Mundane life. More mundane life taking place in the Marvel universe.
And I'm sorry, we can get back, like, you can edit this part out, but I'm just going through the checklist you guys sent me, you know, because we're doing a Three White Guys podcast. We have talked about Marvel, so we can check that off. Great.
Yeah. Have we talked about how women are valuing each other?
That was
their
off
values
mic,
going down because of how much sex they're having, right? Did we cover that yet?
I think we just did.
Perfect. Did we cover it?
Okay. And then, we're all in agreement, right?
And then Elliot,
I don't get
read
laid,
the next
and
the
so we're all mad at women because none of us get laid, right?
Yeah.
And that's all three of us, right?
That's
all
fair.
Three of us.
I would never even dream of getting laid.
No, so scary.
Right, and if a woman did want to have sex with me, I would be like, "Well, you're not the one for me because you didn't save yourself for marriage," and so again, value
right.
down.
Right.
You know.
Right.
You know.
Okay, what else do white guys like?
What else were we missing on that? What else were we missing on that check?
We could talk about sports for 45 minutes.
Ooh, we haven't talked about sports.
Yeah.
What if sports was in the Marvel universe? What if they put NFL games, like live NFL games, in the Marvel universe?
What if Ethereum was a quarterback? Would they be good?
Oh, they have like an XFL, but it's for superheroes. Oh God, yeah,
would
that'd
Hulk
be cool.
Be a better lineman or defensive back? What do we think, though?
Well, what's his 40? What's his 40 time?
10? I don't know. I think he's slow.
10? He's really slow. He's 8 feet tall. He's lumbering. it's pretty slow 40 time. Sorry, yeah.
You know what I would? You know what I'm doing? And regardless of his 40 time, I think I'm putting him as a punt returner, kick returner. I think he's running that to the fucking house every time.
Yeah, you're not tackling Hulk in the open.
Not with like a chance to like start. Like he's getting a head start. He's getting jacked up. He's fucking doing his jump. Honestly, he just has to do his jump. Do the big jump, and then he just jumps into the end zone.
Do the big jump.
You know how he does big jumps from building to building, and it's like, all right, well, that's fine. That has to be 100 yards. Done. He just do a big jump.
Yeah, I love it. I actually would love to see more superhero parodies of, like, if you had superpowers. Because I think if people really had superpowers, no one would be a superhero. I think they would just selfishly use it to make a bunch of money doing other stuff. Mainly, I think, sports, right? Like, mainly sports. Like I know there have been parodies of, like, The Boys on Amazon are supposed to be, if superheroes were capitalists. But yeah. I think, realistically, I think you just have a lot of people playing, like quarterback. To be
well,
honest.
Because if he's playing quarterback and he's using his powers to his full ability, then people are like, oh, you're a superhero and what the fuck? And then you're dealing with if we talk about that, it's superheroes wanting to hide their powers so they don't become famous for them, and then maybe required to do something like as like a job, right? It's like, are they going to be selfish with it, or are they going to like be like a cop with it?
Yeah, superheroes would be good cops. Yeah.
You wrote that spec script of cops, right?
Yeah.
Right, Tony?
Oh, yeah. A heavily scripted show already. I wrote my own spec script.
Yeah, you want to walk me through the details of what your spec script was again?
Yeah, but let's Mad Lib it, okay? Give me a superhero.
Okay. The Hulk.
Give me a new superhero.
Batman.
I know that. Batman.
Batman. Give me a crime.
The Hulk.
Loitering.
Fuck. Sorry, I'm so bad.
Oh wait. You want a crime?
Give me crime. You said the Hulk.
We're mad-libbing it. Yeah. Okay. Doo-doo in public.
Wait, hold on, but I've got, wait, hold on, I've got one too, though, and you can pick which one you like better. You wanted a crime? You say that's one that we have
a
to
crime.
Suggest a crime. How about capitalism?
Wow, that's good.
Whoa.
Okay, and then for the last blank,
which one did you pick?
I'll tell you in the moment when it happens. I'll surprise you. For the last blank, maybe give me the spec script that Elliot pinned me into. Maybe do the joke.
Cops.
Oh, okay.
Maybe just do the joke for me.
Just do the, and then do the rest of it.
Yeah, just finish it, because I got nothing.
The rest of the Mad Lib is just lines and lines of blank spaces.
Give me a page.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't have anything. I just wanted to see how far you would take it. How far you would take it. You know, it was kind of an improv podcast, so it was
I'm not good at it, so here we are.
All right, Alex, you got anything for that?
For what? I did maybe zone out at the least opportune time.
That's fine.
I was trying to construct the Mad Lib in my head of Batman like doo-dooing in public for a spec script of Cops, and I couldn't figure out the pitch. But is that what you were asking for?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it 100%.
That's great. So I was way ahead of you, unfortunately. Yeah, great.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, I think I'm ready to do some improv. If you two are. All right.
Yeah,
are we
let's do
feeling
that.
Ready? Gentlemen, I want to thank the both of you for coming in today to Disney headquarters. We are really excited for the way that we're going to be kind of expanding the content that we put out as a company. You two came with glowing recommendations, and so we are really excited to bring you on as consultants as we get into kind of the next cinematic chapter of the Marvel universe. And it's great. And my name, of course, I'm the president of marketing here at Disney. My name is David Becker. So great. It's really great to have the two of you in here.
Well, David, it's great to be here. I'm so happy for this opportunity. And right off the bat, I just want to say, like, people are never going to get tired of superhero stuff, right? Like you can run it into the ground. You can do 5, 6, 7 sequels. Who cares? It's all good. So what I want to do is maybe just start like putting out some of the same movies we've already put out, but like CGI-ing other superheroes into that, right?
Okay. Well, that's an interesting thought.
Iron Man 2. Okay. Yeah. What's up?
I just want to say, as a company, we do strive for quality. I'm not going to lie to you. Superheroes, that is, you know, that's the cash cow, you know? You know, the milk that never stops milking.
It's funny you said that, because that's my idea for a superhero. Cash cow.
Cash cow. Interesting. Yeah. Oh, and you brought some pitches with you. That's really proactive. That's really awesome. We weren't even expecting that today. You know, that's great. So yeah, do you want me to walk? You want to just? I see you brought some pamphlets with you. I'd love to take a
look.
So,
I'll just give you the quick elevator pitch. Like, you know, when you milk a cow normally, right? What do you get?
Money.
No.
Sorry,
no,
man, we don't get out. Don't, we don't,
don't
get out a lot.
Ruin
we don't
my
get
pitch.
Out a lot of the offices. We don't get out a lot in the office. Milk. Sorry,
milk is
what
you get. So yeah, what if instead, when you milk the cow, hundreds of dollar bills flew out of its mouth like a Pez dispenser? Wouldn't that be something?
Okay,
and like that superpower is solving poverty. Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, okay. That's a really great one. And so in this vision, what is...
Sorry.
Can I get you some water?
No. No, no, no. I don't want any fucking water.
I'm sure. Did you want to just keep standing
in great
the
pitch,
corner?
Great pitch. Great pitch. I'll wait my turn. That's fine. Go ahead. Keep talking about the cow.
That's it.
I'm
That's
sorry.
All I wanted
sir,
to pitch.
You can't,
it's a quick
sir,
pitch.
You also can't smoke in here. I just need to see you can't.
Oh,
be
okay.
Smoking
I'll stop.
Here.
Well, my name.
Oh, you
is...
were smoking too. You can vape in here. Sorry, you can vape in here. You can't smoke. You can't smoke right. cigarettes in here.
Sorry, you might be mistaken because my name is Steven Grunch, and you hired me to make your little company better. And so I think I'm going to smoke wherever the hell I want. Or maybe you don't want to hear my ideas, David.
No, Mr.
Wow,
Grunge.
I like this guy.
Mr. Grunge, I'm so sorry. Mr. Grunge, I'm so sorry. I guess I was a little, I might have gotten mixed up. I thought the two of you were a team together, but I didn't realize.
I work with no one. We do get hired together, but he has to come up with his own pitches so that I can come up with the better ones.
We both work individually. I kind of brainstorm by myself. I say it, it gets no reaction, and then he kind of jumps in off of me and like gets a good, like a punched up version.
Sure. Yeah. Sure. Okay. So I guess, Mr. Grunge,
you want to hear mine?
I would love, I'm all ears. I would love
real
to
quick.
Hear,
can I say my name?
Idea. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm Tim Grinch.
Tim Grinch.
Yeah.
Right. So you, that's where my confusion was. I saw, you know, Grinch and Grunch and
a lot of brothers are doing stuff together these days, but no, we're not related.
It's a common misconception because we are hired together because we are working at the same company and we do not allow you to hire not us together.
And we're roommates. We have a line down the middle of the apartment.
This makes sense. All right. Well, and just before we do any more pitches, I just want to reiterate that our values as Disney is that we're a family company and we're trying to just put together heroes that can tell compelling stories, but also something that like the entire family can come together and
that's
see.
So, great because that really relates to my pitch, David.
Why? Okay. Yeah, I would love to
cash hear cow.
Are you mad cash, at me because you cash, said my name?
Cash cow. Wow, you know what comes out of cows?
Wait, I know this one. Milk. I got it.
Very
this time.
Good.
Milk.
So okay. what if when you milk a cow, what if when you milk a cow, they don't go and fuck your wife, David?
What?
I'm wondering what you would think if when you milk a cow. That cow didn't go and fuck your life up by fucking your wife up.
So you see how my pitch kind of inspired his good pitch?
Yeah. Okay, I guess, okay. I see how you two bounce off each other. I'm sorry, Mr. Grunch. I'm not totally understanding.
What's your wife's name, pitch. David?
My wife's name is Sheila, and I don't...
Interesting. My wife's name is fucking Sheila. She's been living a double life, and I'm here to tell you, guess what? The gig is up. You're done doing that to her.
Wait, you're done doing that to her.
Do you understand?
Are you telling me right now that my Sheila, my baby darling Sheila, is married to you?
You better stop referring to her in the possessive. I swear to God, I'm about to take
That's
out
my
brass
baby darling.
Knuckles.
That's my baby boo, my baby darling,
my projectile vomit you into the wall, buddy.
You gotta stop. How did you get those breast knuckles through security? They are so lax here. They are so lax.
It was easy. We just bribed them.
Yeah, I'm Steven Gunch. Okay, people respect me. I showed him the brass knuckles, and he said, "Good. I'm glad you brought them."
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. There has to be some sort of mix up here. I mean. How about this,
Grinch? You ask a question about Sheila, and me and David will answer at the same time. And if it's the same answer, guess what? We've got the same wife, buddy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is gonna be fun.
That seems fair.
Sheila has a birthmark on her back. What famous celebrity talk show host does it look like?
3, 2, 1.
Jerry Springer.
Well, that's Springer? It.
Jerry Springer.
Have the same wife.
Yeah, we have the same wife, you dumb fuck. A private investigator investigating her for the last 3 years, and it's led me to here. And in those, hold on. 10 years ago, for 3 years before that, I had a private investigator investigating my wife. And then for the last 10 years, I've been building up a company where I can consult on a movie so that this moment could happen. Okay,
and what's
I started.
Role? I'm just genuinely working and trying to do my best to come up with a superhero.
Which I do feel bad. I'm so sorry. You deserve better, but I'm very happy to have you, Tim. But this is all just a ploy to confront the man who's cucking me.
I'm happy to be involved.
Well, I guess I just don't know what to say, but me and Sheila have been happily married for for 13 years. I mean, I
Oh yeah. I'm sorry. If she's so happy, what does she do when she's happy? We'll say it at the same time on the count of three. Are you ready? Three, okay.
two, one.
Jump in the pool with all her clothes on.
Jump in the pool with all her clothes on. Yeah.
Damn it. So she is happy. Fuck.
Damn it. Well.
That hurts.
I'm sorry, gentlemen. So it seems like
there's not. Well, let me pitch you on a new idea. How about that?
And that's okay. I mean, that is what we're here to do. Please let Tim pitch. Please let Tim pitch. We'll get back to what we're dealing with, but I want you to stew on that.
So, cash cow, right? Normally when you milk a cow, what happens?
We've been over it. Milk comes out.
What if instead it was driving a cab and asked you trivia?
Oh. Cash cow cab. Interesting.
Cash cowb. What about that?
Cash cowb. That's very interesting, and I think something that we would actually like to see is kind of incorporating some of our superheroes into the more like mundane everyday life of New York City, something that can make our, you know, our audience really relate to the heroes. Okay, I like that. I like that. And Mr. Grunch,
I have a pitch. How about this? All right, David, you fuck.
Starting out very
cash
starting
cow
hot.
Cash
starting
cow
so hot.
So you know what, you know, come out of cow, right?
You know what come out of cow.
You know what come out of cow, right? It's milk. It's interesting milk. But what if instead it was you hiding inside of a cow like a tauntaun for the just to avoid the freezing cold of thoth. Hoth.
Yeah, Hoth, the ice planet.
You're the Disney Esmerk.
Wow.
You're the Disney Esmerk.
I'm on board with this. I work at Disney. I'm on board with this metaphor. Continue. So
okay, but again, what if the reason you were in there is because I sliced open a cow and I put your unconscious body, I knocked you out, and I put you inside of a cow. Do you like that? Is that something you like?
Is that something you'd like? I got a pitch for you.
Don't like that. And I feel like we immediately.
There's another pitch. There's another pitch. You better listen up.
So okay. you know cows, right? You know cash. You know what happens when you take cash out of your wallet? You get good services, right? What do you say if I like would fuck your wife? What do you think about that?
Excuse me? You're gonna.
What would you think about that?
What do you think about that?
Is that a good pitch?
I wouldn't like that at all.
That's interesting.
I think I'd be rather.
That's interesting.
So you would actually probably would like hate that. The fact that I'm fucking your wife because she's my wife and I did it this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, gentlemen, I think this meeting is over. This has been a disappointing meeting.
Do you think you have the power to end the meeting?
I certainly would think so.
Look in your contract right now. The contract that we revised and sent over.
And then signed and forged your signature.
Hold on, let me just scan this.
Did you unfurl that like a scroll?
My contract in a scroll on me at all times.
As you should. Only respectable thing that you do in my eyes.
The clause about meetings. I hereby forfeit all power to ever walk out of a meeting or a conference room without the aforementioned approval of Mr. Grinch and Mr. Oh my god.
Dope, that you know there's more. Keep reading. There's the part that says, because you are. Read the description of yourself.
Because I'm a dirty, no good wife fucker who treats other man's wives like they're milk from a cow, just lapping it all up like a dirty, dirty farm boy.
You said it, David.
We didn't say it.
I did.
Read the part about the good doctor.
The good doctor is hereby incorporated into the Marvel Universe. To be clear, the good doctor is not the same doctor as Doctor Strange, but it will be played by Benedict Cumberbatch in the reboot, this time doing a British accent.
That's just a good idea.
That's a good
Why
idea.
Why is that in my contract? Wait, was this your pitch?
Was this your pitch
the whole time? This is brilliant. I gotta call Walt right now.
He's alive!
I'm getting his frozen head on the phone. Sheila, get the body of Walt Disney on the phone.
Is Sheila also your secretary?
Hello, it's Walt Disney, yeah?
Walt, I got a great idea, and this is gonna blow your mind.
Oh, it better be good. I just woke up out of cryogenic slumber. So it better be good, David.
David Cumber... Benedict Cumberbatch.
Your name's David, you fucking wank.
Benedict Cumberbatch, also the good doctor, using his British voice. What do you say, sir? Can we greenlight this project?
That's brilliant, except I do have a question for you. What if...
Yes.
What if instead of Benedict Cumberbatch playing the good doctor and Doctor Strange, we have him... basically what I'm getting at is you're fucking my wife.
You like that? You like that, David?
This whole time she's been my wife, you piece of shit.
Wow, sir, I don't know.
Me and Grunch are in agreement. It's okay. We like it. We like to share in that sense, but you're a slimy little pig.
Okay, I think I'm gonna call a scene. Alex, thank you so much for joining the pod with us. This was a lot of fun. Is there anything that you'd like to plug here at the end of the episode?
Well, you know, I do my comedy. If you liked any of that improv, I do improv every Thursday at the Annoyance at 10 p.m. with my the Annoyance house teams. The show is called The Umbrella, so one of my teams is in there. And that's super fun. Otherwise, you know, follow me on all my socials at Alex Colliard. It's just my name, no matter what it is. Keeping it real simple. No funny names. I wish, but no funny names. It's all just It's all business, baby.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, I keep people up to date on what shows I'm doing. Whenever I'm doing shows on there. And then I also listen to Bridey, which is the word bride with a Y at the end. That's a band that I'm in. That's very good.
Cool. All right. Everyone follow Alex on social media. Check out Alex's band. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Elliot with one T. You can follow Tony at Tony_Ferraro7. And you can stay up to date with the pod by following us on Instagram and Twitter at Pasta Party Pod. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. And remember to stay al dente.
And go kill the Batman's parents.
Huh? Wait, why does it have to do with pasta?
It doesn't.
It's a funny podcast name.
It's funny.